بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Still in this chapter of the du'as which Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم made and those du'as that he taught the ummah. Further, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الأجز والكسب. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from being helpless and from being lazy. These are two common things also that a person cannot manage. He is helpless, he can't do what he has to do, what he wants to do. And more worse than that is kasal, laziness, procrastination. And this is common with many, many people who complain that we feel we just lazy, we can't get down to doing our things. So one of the solutions to it is to seek protection from Allah Ta'ala. Wal bukhl and miserliness. This is also a terrible disease where a person comes to a stage where for his own necessities also he's not prepared to spend. He becomes so stingy, doesn't spend on his family also, wherever it's necessary. That's also a great spiritual disease. Wal haram and old age that comes with all its problems. Otherwise, normal old age is no good, there is nothing wrong, but old age where a person becomes mentally also, he's unstable. Physically also, he's unstable. He's a burden to other people, he's a burden to himself also. For that also, a person must regularly seek protection from Allah Ta'ala. وَعَذَابِ الْقَبَرِ And the punishment of the qabr, which is extremely severe, and which we are normally oblivious of. We live our lives as though we are not going to die, and though it is taken for granted that it's a rosy garden. We don't know what is going to happen, on which our son of ours, Allah, can take us to task. A person must be continuously concerned about the punishment of the qabr. اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها Oh Allah, give my nafs its taqwa. That is a very great thing, that a person's spiritual purification, islah, takes place. And he has taqwa. By that he will save himself from all wrong things. وَزَكِّهَا And Oh Allah, give purification to my soul. أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا You are the best who can give its tazkiyah. In fact, you are the only one, not only the best one, but you are the only one. Together with effort, Islam is not a fatalist deen, that we don't do anything, just leave it to Allah. We are responsible to make effort, but our yaqeen and trust must be Allah alone is the doer. So even our tazkiyah, we make our effort, but only Allah can make our islah and our tazkiyah, and we have to beg of Him. And both have to go hand in hand. Not only that we depend on Allah and we do nothing, and not that we do everything and we have no trust in Allah. Both things are absolutely essential. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Oh Allah, you are the guardian of my nafs. You are the one who is in charge of it, and you are its master. I beg of you that you control this nafs of mine and guide it towards righteousness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmi la yanfa'. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from such knowledge that does not benefit. Knowledge that does not benefit, ulama have given an example of it. In fact, it's a hadith that it is like treasure from which you do not spend. You got money, but you don't use that money. Just like that, you have knowledge and you don't apply it, not in your own life, neither do you allow anyone else to benefit from it, neither do you teach it to anyone. Ilm la yanfa, knowledge that does not benefit. We must also consider how many, especially of our young girls who go to universities, etc., and finally they land up in front of the stove and in the kitchen. So all that money they spend, all that brain wrecking they did, all that effort is all gone in, there is no benefit of it. They didn't benefit one bit, now they are just simple housewives, and that's the majority of cases. Many are all today, it has just become fashion to get university degrees. And a person just wants to keep on studying. studying with no real purpose in mind. This cause, that cause, how much does it benefit him? How many people have wrecked their brains, spent so much of money, and all that knowledge they acquired is not benefiting them at all. And the same way, if it is deeni knowledge, and a person does not benefit from it, that also, he has got the knowledge, but is taking no advantage of it, no benefit of it, we are asked to seek protection from such knowledge as well. وَمِنْ قَلْبِ لَا يَخْشَىٰ And from a heart that does not have any fear of Allah Ta'ala. That is also a dangerous condition. It is also narrated in a hadith, the person who is the most distant from Allah Ta'ala is the person with a hard heart. We got no feelings in our heart. We treat people anyway, roughly, rudely. We don't care of any promises that we make or anything. We just don't have a don't care attitude. And we have no fear. We hear bayans and bayans. Or we read Quran Sharif, but it has no effect on the heart. A heart that is sealed. A heart that is hard. We are particularly asked to seek Allah's protection from such a heart. وَمِن نَفْسِ اللَّهِ And from a nafs, a desires which are not satisfied. No matter what you get, you want more. Your fashion desire, your desire for fashion, for brand names, for what type of houses, what type of cars, for food, you just go on and on in dunya, and your nafs just does not get satisfied. That is also a very serious condition of a person, that no matter how money he gets also, it's not enough. He wants more. A worker also who works, he asks for increase. He stays for 2 months and he asks for increase again. Or he keeps on changing his job just to get more money. All the time the object is just dunya, and this nafs just does not get satisfied. More and more we want. We have to seek protection from Allah from that also. وَمِن دَعْوَةِ اللَّهِ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا And from such a dua which is not accepted. And it isn't that duas are not accepted, it means the causes of duas not being accepted. Like a person consumes haram, because of that duas are not accepted. A person breaks family ties, because of that duas are not accepted. So all those things which are the causes for duas not to be accepted, we should seek protection from Allah Ta'ala from that also. And that is a great deprivation, that Allah who gives and gives abundantly and who gives freely, and we get deprived of that. And that is because of the causes that makes our duas not to be accepted. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول حضرت عبدالله ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم would often make this dua اللهم لك أسلمت Oh Allah, I have totally surrendered myself to you. That is also a very important aspect where we say this to Allah. Actually also we must surrender to Allah. Our hearts and minds, physically our bodies, we submit to the laws and will of Allah. And after all, why not? Allah is the one who creates us, who sustains us, who controls us, to whom we are going to return. It's only logical that a person should surrender to Allah. وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ And I brought iman only on you. Through iman that Allah is my creator, He is my nourisher, sustainer, to Him I am going to return. وَعَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْتُ And I have put my full trust upon you. That's also a great, great quality. If a person is blessed with putting his trust on Allah, he will be relieved of so much of anxiety, so much of effort of this dunya, if he learns to trust on Allah. And a person who does that, puts his trust, Allah does not betray that trust. Trust Allah will look after him in all his conditions. وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْتُ And I incline only to you. Not inclination to any material thing, but to you. وَبِكَ خَاصَمْتُ And by the revelation of the Quran, do I fight my cases. That is, according to the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran, I bring them in my life and I move forward, and I use the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran in order to fight my cases. وَإِلَيْكَ حَاكَمْتُ, and I make you my judge in all my matters. You are the judge and you know exactly whatever has happened, transpired, whatever evidence is being given, how much is true, how much is false, how much has been slanted and how much has been deviated. You know everything. I make you my judge, O Allah. So in that case, فَغْفِرْ لِي مَا قَدَّمْتُ وَمَا أَخَّرْتُ, forgive me all that I had done of before and all what I do lately, وَمَا أَسْرَرْتُ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُ, what I do secretly and what I do publicly, أَنْتَ الْمُقَدِّمُ وَأَنْتَ الْمُؤَخِّرُ, you are the first of which there is no first, you are the last of which there is no last, لا إله إلا أنت, it's only you, my Allah, and I put my full trust on you. And in one narration it has come, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, and there is no power to do good and no power to turn away from evil, only from you, O my Allah. So you help and guide me. Such beautiful du'as. We should try and read this du'as with the meanings and see what relish we will get in our iman, how we will enjoy it, and how our iman will in fact also become stronger. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ عَلِيَهُ